And welcome to St. James. Today we celebrate the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's great that you're all here with us from wherever you are. I know many of you are around the world, around the globe, here in the United States. And many of our parishioners are here with us in person. As a reminder, if you're interested in joining us in person, you just need to sign up online ahead of time. We'd love to see you one of these days. The Zoom participants will be muted if they have not already been muted, and we will unmute you at the end of Mass. Please rise and join in humming as we sing Gathered as One.
Voices, the young and the old, gathered as one in our God. Throughout history, the stories retold, gathered as one in our God. Like those come before us, we listen and learn. We remember the promise and await your return. So without hesitation, a new generation proclaims the salvation of God. Gathered as one in Jesus, your Son, lifting our voices in praise. We know and believe and long to receive the bread that is strength for our days. Gathered as one. Many pilgrims sharing at feast, gathered as one in our God. All are welcome, the greatest and least, gathered as one in our God. Like those come before us, we listen and learn. We remember the promise and await your return. So without hesitation, a new generation proclaims the salvation of God. Gathered as one in Jesus, your Son, lifting our voices in praise. We know and believe and long to receive the bread that is strength for our days. Gathered as one.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus, and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you. What a blessing that we can gather in person and on Zoom, a reminder that God is using even this very odd time to find ways to spread the word electronically and in person. This is kind of amazing. So we want to turn to the Lord today and realize our opportunity that we have to be in God's presence wherever we are as we turn to the Lord today and ask God to fill us with those gifts that we need, the gifts of grace, the gifts of mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks. thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, glory, glory to God in the highest, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father,
you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us.
Take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High Jesus Christ.
With the Holy Spirit
in the glory. To God in the highest, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Amen.
Then let us pray that the Spirit of God will fill us with the graces that we need during these days. Let us pray that God's love will sustain us, that God's love will guide and teach us. And let us pray that Jesus, our elder brother, will walk with us on our own journey of life. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, you, son of man, I have appointed watchmen for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. If I tell the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked from his way, the wicked shall die for his guilt. But I will hold you responsible for his death. But if you warn the wicked, trying to turn him away from his way, and he refuses to turn from his way, he shall die for his guilt, but you shall save yourself. The word of the Lord.
worship the Lord, our God and our Creator. We are the flock, the sheep in God's care.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, if your brother sinned against you, go tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of the two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. is refused to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosened in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
They're two close friends, Kim and Tammy. They love to run. They're both on the school athletic team. You know, athletes are very competitive. And some of the other runners challenged them to a relay race. Of course, they said yes. It took them a week to prepare for it, and on Friday, they ran. And they won. But the other team was upset because they didn't divide the relay race 50-50. See, Tammy was a long-distance runner, and Kim only ran 60-yard dash. So they divided into their specialties. Tammy ran the longest distance, and 60 yards from the finish line, Kim took off. And while the other runners were trying their best to keep up with her, but she was at all top speed and she was most refreshed, and he won. They know their strengths and their weaknesses. They're friends. Their goal was to work together. In our gospel today, we hear about reconciliation. How important it is for us to maintain oneness, friendship, unity, togetherness. If you and your brother do not get along, go to him. Talk to him. Share your concerns. Do your best to reconcile. But if that doesn't work, bring others. Good listening voices, sounding boards. People that have your good interests at heart will do their best to help you to reconcile. But if that doesn't work, bring it to the church. That's how important relationship is in God's eyes. Oneness, unity is important. Look what he had done for us. Sent his son to die for our sins. Took up all the burdens and sins of the world, all of ours, to reconcile us to him. We are people of reconciliation. It is why we're here today, because we were reconciled with our God. And God provides multiple opportunities for us to maintain a good, close relationship with him, to deal with our sins, our shortcomings, times we weren't the way we should be. I was working in a soup kitchen years ago, and there was a little lady who was sitting in the corner. She was a bless her food. And her final words, as before she closed her prayer, she'd say, God, bless my mess. And I asked her about it. I said, why do you end with bless my mess? She said, sometimes life isn't good and I'm having problems. Sometimes I'm not at my best. Everything seemed to be messed up and out of order. So I just sum it up as, God, bless my mess. She is right. Times, things happen. And the gospel reminds us we should not give up on each other, any relationship that we have. Our friends might not even know the degree in which they hurt us. They might not even know anything was wrong. But you're a burden, you're carrying a burden, and they don't even know it exists. They might not have the emotional strength to even to come to you and apologize. Or they may be afraid things may get worse. That's why we need a third ear, a good friend, someone who can walk with us guide us, and help us reconcile with our friend. We're going to bounce off our truth with them, and the other person can share their truth with them. We need to do something like what Kim and Tammy did. Look at our strengths and weaknesses. Because it may not be 50-50 when you're trying to reconcile. It could be 60-40. It could be 80-20. But keep in mind that God took upon all the burden, dealt with it 100%. In our journey in life, we may find ourselves in one of these three positions in different parts of our lives. One, a need to forgive someone. Someone wronged us some way, in words or deed. Or two, need to be forgiven by someone. Our actions may harm someone. Or three, be that listener, that prayer support to help them reconcile a situation, to walk alongside of someone who needs to mend a relationship. Throughout our lives, we'll find ourselves in one of the three positions. It is our place to stand there, just as it was done for us. We know in marriage, there's always time to forgive. Sometimes it's the small stuff that piles up. But there's always room for each couple to care for each other and aid each other getting into heaven and praying for each other. And we know the family parties, Thanksgiving dinner, birthday parties, there's always a relative that kind of leans the wrong way with some things. There's always something. Community issues that come up. Neighbors, neighborhood. Our society needs to reconcile. And we are people of reconciliation. It was done for us. It's why we exist. So we look in the news today. There's a lot of things going on. Not a lot of good stuff, but we hear a lot of bad stuff. Racial divides in our community. Need for peace in our land. Dealing with a pandemic. All at the same time. But we're not alone through the midst of all this. God is always with us. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. Jesus Christ is our Savior, and we can take everything to Him. And the body of Christ, as diverse as it is standing with us in the midst of all this. We are not alone. So as we go through our week, we always keep in prayer those who are in need of reconciliation, and always ask God to bless our mess. Amen.
Then let us join together in confessing our faith. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As a people of faith, we are confident that God is always with us. So let's turn to the Lord then and offer our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may reach out and assist our neighbors in reconciling with God and each other, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of nations, that they may grow in wisdom, seeking peaceful ways to resolve differences with others as they serve the people entrusted to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those given authority to uphold and enforce the law, that they may respect those they serve and apply the law with justice and compassion, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who work for a living, that they may receive a just wage for their labors, and for those who are unemployed or underemployed, that they may not lose heart, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our parish community may always welcome those whose souls are thirsting for spiritual nourishment and those whose hearts are searching for reconciliation. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those that have gone before us in faith, especially Deborah and Shirley Barker, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all the Holy Church.
O God, you give us the gift of true prayer and peace. Graciously grant that through this offering we may do a fitting homage to your divine majesty. And by partaking of the sacred mystery, may we be faithfully united in mind and heart through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Jesus. For by your word you created the world, and you govern all things in harmony. You gave us that same word made flesh as mediator, and he has spoken your words to us and called us to follow him. He is the way that leads to you. He is the truth that sets us free. He is the life that fills us with gladness. Through your Son, you gather men and women whom you've made for the glory of your name into one family, redeemed by the blood of the cross and signed with the seal of the Spirit. Therefore, now and for ages unending with all the saints, we proclaim your glory, and in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God. You love the human race. You always walk with us on our journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask you, send forth your Holy Spirit. Sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, and let them become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said a blessing. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice. He gave you thanks, and then he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come.
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son and our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth a paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that, by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. By our partaking of this mystery, Almighty God, give us life through the Spirit. Grant that we may be conformed to the image of your Son. Confirm us in the bond of communion with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, all bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, and with your entire people. Grant that all the faithful of the church, looking into the signs of the times by the light of faith, may constantly devote ourselves to the service of the gospel. Keep us attentive to the needs of all, that sharing their grief and pain, their joy and hope, we may faithfully bring the good news of salvation and go forward with them along the way of the kingdom. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. And grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, may we come to that eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There in communion with Mary, the Mother of God, and our Mother, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle Saint James, and all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Christ Jesus, your Son, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. Just instructions. Just follow the ushers. They'll tell you what to do. Get your hands sanitized, and then you can receive from that little spot over there.
And we have the prayer for spiritual communion.
Oh, the prayer of spiritual communion. I'm sorry.
For the Zoomers.
My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Amen.
Love one another.
Let us pray. Grant that your faithful, O Lord, whom you nourish and endow with life through the food of your word and the heavenly sacrament, may so benefit from your beloved Son's great gifts that we may merit an eternal share in his life, who lives and reigns forever and ever. This Saturday is the second Saturday of the month. We always have a food distribution in the parking lot, so if you're free from 9:30 to 11:30, you're more than welcome to come and help with our community. So, the Lord be with you.
And you with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please remain seated until the ushers, or standing until the ushers dismiss you.
By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by